Hello again. Welcome to another belated download review and another award. This might seem a little bit backhanded, but I'm sure it's meant to be quite nice in the end. This award goes to the most predictable band of Download 2011, which, as I say, sounds a lot less nice than it is. The award goes to Linkin Park, and it's not that they weren't brilliant, because I expected them to be brilliant. I guess that's why they were so predictable, but they were fantastic. But also, you could not only predict that they were going to be that good, and it was almost like the record, to be honest. It was so absolutely spot on all the way through. But you could pretty much write the set. So you started off, they started off with big numbers, and really got the crowd going. Then, of course, about 20 minutes in, half hour maybe, they did some stuff on the new album, which no one really minded, because it gave us all a chance to have a fag break while we were waiting for the rest of the songs to come. And then back into their older, bigger numbers at the end, and the crowd went mad. And when I say we just had a fag break, no one was that interested in their newer songs, this isn't just me, it really was. I mean, they played two in a row, I think, and when it finished, everyone sort of clapped politely, and as you do. And then after that, they went into Numb, and within the first three notes of Numb, the whole crowd were going absolutely mental for it. It really was absolutely unbelievable. From that point on, it was sensational. But as I say, it was a predictable set. You could have written it exactly what I expected. But love the band, love them for a long time. Really enjoyed it. So that is the end of my second review, and I've been Dr. Brain, and you've been listening. Thanks very much.